talking about the Catholic Foundation Art on the Plaza competition. And again, two of the judges, Catherine Wagner and Jim Keyes. Jim also was the winner of the competition. So he really comes from two different perspectives about this. And before we get him on the line again, I want to thank Bill Kula for arranging this, and Matt Kramer and Cheryl Mansour and all the great people, Michael George over there at the foundation. They just support the station in so many ways. All right, so here is a little bit from the press release that came out about this. Professional artists across Texas are invited to enter the Catholic Foundation's 15th annual Art on the Plaza competition. You got to do it by Friday, September 18th at 3 p.m. Okay, that's still over 2 months away. You got plenty of time. This is for an exceptional exhibition opportunity for the winning artists. The Catholic Foundation hosts this unique competition to identify a piece of original artwork to adorn a 28-foot long by 9-foot wide public art wall in the Dallas Arts District for 1 year. The works must be respectful in nature, as the winning entry will be showcased on the plaza of the Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe in downtown Dallas. It does not necessarily have to have an overt religious theme, but obviously it must be tasteful. And let me see, I have a little bit more information. The plaza itself is a unique 3,900 square foot public space located at the Cathedral Shrine of Our Lady Guadalupe, as I mentioned. It's located on the corner of Flora and Crockett Streets, directly from across from the Meyerson Symphony Hall. So this is an area where, I mean,
heavy traffic.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of people pass by, you know, every month, I'm sure, certainly on a yearly basis, thousands. The plaza is a highly visible location for visitors in the Dallas Arts District. Okay, so you get the idea. This is a cool opportunity for you to have your art displayed. I want to thank our guests on the program today, Catherine Wagner and also Jim Keyes. As I mentioned, they are going to be two of the judges of the competition this year. Let me see if I have both of you. Catherine, are you there?
I am here. Thank you, Dave.
All right. Good. Thanks for joining us. And Jim, we got you as well?
I am with you.
All right. Super. And Sam is putting pictures up of Catherine and Jim on our social media sites, so you can see what they look like as well. Well, thanks to both of you, and let me get right to the questions, and I know I just asked one of you at a time. Catherine, let me start with you. Tell us, from a judge's standpoint, what is a reason why somebody who's listening right now and is an artist, they would want to participate? What are some of the benefits of being a participant in this 15th annual Art on the Plaza competition?
So, Dave, I think there are a couple of benefits to artists, and we know that the artists that have been exhibited on the plaza have really appreciated the opportunity. But, you know, this is a special year for all of us, an unusual year for all of us. And one of the things that I think is really important to think about is looking at the movement right now among artists to utilize their work for social justice and for social good. And that is something that is, I think, every working artist and professional artist right now has got that as a thought at the front of their minds. And so, you know, just drawing that to Catholic social teaching, the plaza, to have a mural on the plaza really aligns with the ideas of, you know, life and dignity of the human person, or other Catholic social teachings, you know, even, you know, human rights. And so it's an opportunity for an artist to really do good in literally a big way, to, you know, to create a small work of art, and then we, you know, we have it blown up so that it's mural size, and to really affect the all of the visitors to the Arts District, and to really take part in what the Arts District and arts organizations are doing to create greater good in our community. So that is one, and I would also love to, you know, hear from Jim on this as well, but that to me is forefront right now.
Yeah, Jim, let me bring you in the conversation as well. You're the winner back in 2013, 2014, and now you're one of the judges. How do you become a judge, and what is your background other than the fact that you won this about 7 years ago? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, I am not a professional artist. I noticed the invitation invited professional artists and regular artists, those who do it for fun, to participate. I was inspired in many ways. It's a combination of things that brought me to the table. One is Our Lady of Guadalupe is a treasure in Dallas. It's was one of the oldest structures in our community. And sits right in the heart of the Arts District, which is also a gem for our community. And so, the opportunity to create something that would be on display in our Dallas Arts District and as part of Our Lady of Guadalupe and the Catholic community was, presented a challenge to me. And even though I'm not an artist, I will quote, I'll give you a quote. Albert Einstein once said that creativity is intelligence having fun. So
I like that.
Well, that's what I do. I have fun rather than calling myself an artist. I like to have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Art should be fun, and it certainly should be beautiful. And Catherine, art, of course, is subjective. You know, two people can look at a piece of art, and one could love it, and one could hate it, and it's the same thing they're looking at. So for those listening who might be considering, you know, entering into this competition, can you, from a judge's standpoint, tell us, maybe give them some advice or what you as a judge look for, or what would your advice be for them?
Right. That's such a good question, Dave. And you're right about the way that people see art, each bringing our own sort of experiences to bear. But some of the things that we look for are really professional execution. And I differ with Jim. I think he is an artist, a serious artist, but he also is a songwriter and many other wonderful things. So execution is very, very important. So is the artist creating the work at a high level of expertise is important. The message is important. And I think one thing that I do want to share on behalf of our jurors, and I really feel privileged to work with Matt and Cheryl and Jim and our other jurors, is that we're not looking for an illustration, a religious illustration. What we're looking for is something that will enhance the community, that will have a positive message, that will fit into the Arts District, but does not have to be an illustration of the Arts District either. And I really do think that, looking at, especially this year's messages that are uplifting, but they don't need, they need to be very much in the artist style. So I would say things that are authentic and well executed with a positive message, not necessarily overtly religious, because the plaza is for everyone. And the Catholic Foundation has said that so many times. The plaza welcomes everybody. So those are the things that I would recommend to an artist looking to apply.
All right, we're talking about the 15th annual Art on the Plaza competition, sponsored by the Catholic Foundation, and we have two of the judges on the line with us, Catherine Wagner and also Jim Keyes. And Cicel actually got to go out last year and interview the winner from last year. Her name is Kimberly Peterson. And her art, which I think we have a picture of, if maybe Sam can put it up, but you can certainly go to the Catholic Foundation website. I think it's there as well. It's called St. Peter's Fish. And Jim, I just wanted to have a quote from Kimberly and then just kind of talk about maybe your own motivation since you're a past winner. And she described her winning entry as enabling somebody who viewed it to be both physically and spiritually present. In her words, she said it's where miracles happen. That was her motivation. And it must be surreal in a sense and just amazing to think, as I mentioned before, that thousands and thousands and thousands of people are going to walk by and see this big, big image that came really out of your mind, out of your inspiration. And so, can you talk about maybe your own motivation or what your advice would be? The same kind of question I was asked to Catherine about your advice to people who are considering entering this competition this year.
Sure. Well, I'll echo Catherine's words and say that it doesn't have to be a religious theme. It can be virtually anything. But ideally, it's something that inspires, and it's something that it's a concept that pulls together the city, the community, our people, et cetera. Catherine began with some really good ideas that were relevant to these times that we're in today. But I'll share with you what inspired me in this case. It was the Dallas Symphony Orchestra, and led by Jaap van Zweden at the time, who had come from Amsterdam in the Concertgebouw. He had taken the Dallas Symphony to an even higher level. And having been involved with the symphony for many years, as I'd walk out the front doors, I would see that mural right in front of the Meyerson. And so my inspiration was I was moved by an experience at the Concertgebouw where the Dallas Symphony had just played. They had a guest appearance there, and they received rave reviews. And so while there, I found a stained glass window that I thought was very impressive, and it brought to mind the cathedral and the Catholic community and music. And so I tried to capture the image of that stained glass window so that as Jaap and the Dallas Symphony would walk out of the Meyerson, they would see that image in front of them, and it would continue to inspire. So that was my motivation for the art. But anyone can have any idea, I think, that is relevant and inspires others.
Great. And you can go to catholicfoundation.com and find out more about this. There's also a list of past winners on that website as well. You can also find out more about what we're talking about today is the 15th annual Art in the Plaza competition. And Catherine, I want to ask you about the value of public art. And I know that you are probably familiar with this piece of art I'm about to describe, but my daughters and I, if we walk down, I think it's Main Street in downtown, over by St. Jude's Chapel, there's this big eyeball. And, you know, we may not go into, go into buildings and look at art, but when it's public like that, there's just something about it that captures your attention, because you can't miss it. Even if you're not intending to see the public art, it's right there, and you're not going to miss it. So what is the value of public art, and is that something that big cities other than Dallas are beginning to take advantage of more these days?
Well, Dave, first of all, I want to salute you for taking your daughters to see art pieces and talk about them. So you're just right on our page, and I wish I had a quote from you on that. So yes, public art has got the longest history. I mean, back to the Mesopotamians, the Egyptians, public art is so important, and societies use public art to bring people together. So they, it's creating this shared experience. Just like you say, you don't have to go into a specific place. It's there, and it's in a communal space for the community to have not only shared experience, but a sense of place. So you defined Main Street by the eyeball sculpture, and in fact, it's interesting when you ask people to think about the great cities of the world, what pops into their head, usually it is something like, the Egyptian statues or the pyramids or the Eiffel Tower, all public works of art. So public art is incredibly important, and cities are realizing that. Right now, the biggest trend in public art are temporary experiences that people can come together for a short time to experience, and also murals. Murals are really, mural art is thriving. So to talk about our project, it gives the opportunity to an artist who might work in a smaller dimension to take part in that mural movement, because they create a smaller work of art and we will blow it up to mural dimensions. They don't have to paint it. But thank you for that question, because public art is one of those things that we really think is so important to a community.
Yeah, certainly. And we're talking again about, and we only have a few minutes, the time goes by so fast, the 15th annual Art in the Plaza competition sponsored by the Catholic Foundation. My guests are two of the judges, Catherine Wagner and also Jim Keyes. And I want to give some of the particulars of what people need to do if they, and some of the, you know, there's also prize money. I didn't mention that yet. I'll mention that in just a second, but I'm taken back to that quote by Kimberly Peterson where she said in regard to the art, in particular her winning last year, about this is where miracles happen. And, Jim, there's something about art, and I know that the art doesn't have to be specifically religious, as Catherine has mentioned, but there's something about art that almost inevitably brings us closer to God, because God is goodness and truth himself. And when somebody sees something beautiful, it's going to elevate them. And maybe you can comment on that. Just what happens to one's soul when they experience something beautiful and good and true in art? Does that make sense, or can you comment on that?
It does. In fact, if you think about the inspiration of art through the church and the importance of art, Pope John Paul wrote a piece calling art really the one of the greatest tools for evangelism, to reach out to people and move them and inspire them. And it's forever been part of the tradition of the church. In fact, we have a project that we really haven't talked much about yet because it's in very early stages. But we would love to make the Our Lady of Guadalupe, the cathedral, which does sit right in the heart of the Arts District, a much more integral part of the art community within Dallas. And this Catholic Foundation Art Plaza actually inspired this idea of doing it in an even greater way, to incorporate more art on the property and make it a draw for people, because it does inspire, it does motivate, and it does bring people closer to their faith.
Yeah, it certainly does. And Jim, thank you for being with us, and also congratulations on being a past winner back in 2013-2014. Jim Keyes, one of the judges of the annual Art on the Plaza competition. And I'm just going to give some of the specifics, and I'll let you, Catherine, have the last word. Really, anything you want to say as far as advice or some of the details of what people need to know other than what we've already said. But first, I'll just remind everybody that the submission deadline is September 18th. The winning selection is going to be unveiled on the Plaza Art Wall this fall, so here within the next few months. The winning entry will remain on the Plaza Art Wall for 1 year, and the winner will receive $2,500. So that's some nice money there. Honorable mention winners will receive $250. The judges are not employees of the Catholic Foundation, but are people with a deep interest in the arts community here locally. And the entries should be respectful in nature, since they will appear adjacent to the downtown cathedral. However, as we've mentioned before, they do not need to be overtly religious in nature. So CatholicFoundation.com is the website. And Catherine, thanks again to you. I'm going to go ahead and give you the last word as we close out. What else do you think our listeners should know about this?
Well, Dave, thank you so much for having us on your show. I truly appreciate it. I know so does Jim and all of our jurors. I would say that this is an opportunity that is open to all artists, and it is an opportunity no matter what your religion, what your creed, credo is, and that I think it's also especially beautiful, bouncing off of what Jim said, that it continues the heritage and the legacy of the Catholic Church in utilizing art in its sort of most powerful and beneficial form. And I highly, highly encourage artists to take advantage of this opportunity, because it could be your art that is on the Catholic Foundation Plaza for an entire year in the midst of the Arts District in the coming year. It's a fantastic opportunity.
All right. Well said. Thank you so much, Catherine Wagner, Jim Keyes. Again, all the information is on the website, CatholicFoundation.com. And please prayerfully consider entering, because who knows? I'm sure when Jim entered 7 years ago, he didn't say, oh, yeah, I'm going to win this thing. It might have come as a surprise to him. But thanks to you both. Really appreciate it. And again, Bill Kula, thank you. You are now allowed to go back to the beach, Bill, now that Bill's in Florida on the beach. And so he can get back into the water now that he's listened to the interview. But Kath and Jim, appreciate your time. Hopefully we'll talk again sometime, maybe between now and the unveiling of the winner. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it.